Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Thank you for coming along for the ride today. I wanted to do a little something different today, and I wanted to find out about the flat earth. So I figured, why not go to the expert, Flat Earth Dave? So I had an opportunity to sit down with Dave and have him kind of go through his flat earth class. I wanted him to convince me and bring me to the dark side of flat earth. And I hope you enjoy it. It was fun. He's a nice guy, and he may or may not convince you. So let's get to class. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. Thanks, Dave, for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, are you okay with going by, you know, Flat Earth Dave? That's what I'm supposed to
call. Sure. It's easy for people to remember, and they don't have to say, is it Weiss or Vice or whatever, so.
Right.
Flat Earth Dave. No, okay. There's no question there.
So I want to just take it as, I don't want to be confrontational. I don't want to say, hey, you know, anything. I don't want to have a fight with you yet.
Oh, I want to fight you. No.
I want to just kind of go back to the beginning and say, at what point did you say to yourself, you know what, the earth is flat?
So the point at when I started, one of the points was I started looking for images of Earth from space, and I get garbage like this. And then when I go to the flatter side, I get videos like this, which is a flat stationary plane from 120,000 feet. And then I started looking at, you know, if the Earth is a ball, we should be able to see a physical horizon at a certain distance. And I checked out what that was. And for a 6 foot tall person standing at the edge of calm, flat water, it should be just 3 miles. But not only can we see farther than that, we can see so much farther than that. We can see things that should be a mile below the curve, and we can still see them with today's optics. So we started talking to Navy people, submarine people, and ships, where on the surface of the water, they can shoot a laser beam pencil thin to another boat over 100 miles away. There should be 6,600 feet of water between them. And the globers will say, well, that's refraction. Well, the same thing right. For a submarine at the bottom of the ocean can send sonar out. Well, sonar doesn't refract. Sonar hits something solid and comes back. There should be a mountain over a mile high between them. But somehow the sonar goes over the mountain, hits the submarine, and comes back. That's ludicrous.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So you were, I mean, that was... you were a young adult at this point.
Oh, yeah. It was like 6 years ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, were you struggling with it before then?
No, never even brought it up. You know, I was looking into, you know, other controversies, other conspiracies, or I like to call them deceptions, because conspiracy is such a tainted word.
Right.
And people started sending me, hey, Dave, have you looked into Flat Earth? And I'm like, you're an idiot. And I would just ban them. If they asked me a second time, I would ban them from our social media for life. Ban for life. That's it. No second chances. And then I was forced to look. And once I looked, I said, okay, I'm sick of this. I'm going to debunk it. I'm going to prove the globe. And I'm going to, and that's how you become a flat earther. Like today, you are going to try to show me what an idiot I am.
Rightly so.
I'll give it to you. Okay. Because I think the earth is flat. I must be an idiot. And I'm going to show you things that you never even considered. Hopefully you can see them.
All right. Then, begin. I know you want to show me. I know most of the time, you know, I know people are watching this on my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat, and, you know, and your channel. But I, you know, I'm going to post this as a podcast too. So, you know, go ahead and when you show me the videos, we'll, you know, walk me through it.
I'll be very descriptive for people that are just listening. Yeah.
That'd be great.
So I'm just going to start very simply with, people that think flat earth is crazy are right, because what they think flat earth is absolutely crazy. If you Google flat earth, you get a picture of a pancake earth with a whole bunch of ball planets. Flat earther thinks that's the case. No flat earther thinks that they're all pancake planets. None of that is true. You have to take all of that out of your understanding of what flat earth is. So if it's not a pancake in space, what is it?
Right. Yeah. How deep? How wide?
Well, so, and when I say flat, we have ocean goes down 6 miles. It's like the trench. That's 6 miles. And then there's mountains that go up, what, 5 miles or right. whatever.
No, I understand. That's why I'm saying how deep, how yeah. wide, you know, what are we looking at?
Again, the how deep and how wide, we'll get into that. The how wide is easily answered than how deep.
Okay.
So what is flat earth? A pond is where water accumulates in the low spot in the land. It doesn't sit on the top of a hill. It sits at the low spot. And the edge of the pond isn't the edge of a pancake. It's the edge where the land is higher than the water. Large okay. bodies of water at rest lay flat, measurably, testably, scientifically, provably flat. And the container of the water is the land that's around it. Well, I look at the earth as a giant pond, and it has islands that we call continents. All of the islands are surrounded by water, but the water needs a container. That container yes, is the shoreline that surrounds it. We're not, you know, you say it needs a container, you know, you, if you believe in a ball, you believe that we have a ball next to an infinite vacuum with water on it and on all sides. It makes no sense. So Antarctica is, we live in the Antarctic basin. Okay. Antarctica is likely bigger than all of the continents combined. It could be ice for tens of thousands of miles. We don't know because no one is allowed to explore beyond 60 degrees south.
Yeah. No one's traveled it.
Yeah. Well, no one's allowed to. And then the people that say they've crossed Antarctica are all lying. Not just us saying they're lying. We looked at their data and we proved that they're lying. So here's the simplest way to prove the Earth is good. Sorry.
Pause for one moment.
Yeah. Yeah. No problem.
How do you prove that they're lying? Give me one example of proof that they were lying.
Of the people that crossed Antarctica?
Yes.
Sure. So I have to show you what circumnavigation is. Many people, like you can leave, you can head east or west and follow that dead reckoning and end up right back where you started from. That's because in the flat earth, the magnet is the North Pole and the needle always needs to push North Pole,
correct.
Point to the North Pole. So I'm trying to push this thing west. West is a circle around that. This is the same on a flat earth and a globe earth. Now I'm pushing it east. If I don't keep correcting to the north, I'm heading south. Okay. So east and west are circles around the magnetic center. Same on a flat earth, same on a ball earth, no difference. Now, if I try to dead reckon west, if I don't correct to the north, I'm immediately going south. South is every direction away from the center. All those straight lines are south if you're moving away from the center. So on a ball earth and a flat earth, you can circumnavigate east and west. Very, very simple. But on a ball earth, you should be able to cut across the bottom. On a flat earth, that would be impossible. So that's what we call southern circumnavigation, and no one's ever done it. So there was not too long ago, there was a pilot that was going to fly. He was going to circumnavigate pole to pole. So check this out. And he was going to go for the Guinness Book of Records, first person to ever do it. No one's ever done it. So he went pole to pole. He's going to circumnavigate north south.
All right. Gotcha. Okay? All right. Yep.
Because you agree.
No one has ever done that.
No one's ever done it. And he was going for the world record.
Okay.
So Guinness Book, you know, so he went to Alaska, to California, Hawaii, Philippines, I think, over here, Santiago. Then he went to the South Pole and he said the weather was too bad, so he couldn't continue. So he turned around and came back, went up through Brazil, New York, and back around. And we're like, okay. He didn't do it, didn't get Guinness Book gave him the record for southern circumnavigation. This is all he did. This is a flat earth map. He went down to the South Pole, whatever they call the South Pole, and he turned around and came back. That's like me saying, you know, I live on a straight road. I'm going to say my road's a sphere. I'm going to go that way and I'm going to pop up over there.
Right.
But I just go that way. I touch the end of the road and I turn around and come back. And I say, see, I proved it's a sphere. Pretty funny, right?
Yes. Yes.
So here's the simplest way to prove the Earth is flat. No complicated experiments, calculations. No one has to wait to go to space because that's never going to happen because space doesn't exist. Antarctica, they tell us, is 13,000 miles around. The circumference of Antarctica is about 13,000 miles.
Okay.
So this is the cheapest, simplest thing, and it could be proven in one friggin' day. Get two airplanes, go to the base in Antarctica, refuel. Got two airplanes. You fill them up with globers, flat earthers, scientists, witnesses, whatever you want. One plane flies counterclockwise around or you know, it's just staying off the coast, and the other one goes clockwise, and then you have observers following the coast. Make sure you could always see the coast. Well, 14 hours later, 6,500 miles later, they're gonna meet over here. Well, guess what? One, they won't let you do it because you can't do it. And the last person to try to circumnavigate Antarctica was Captain Cook, and he went over 60,000 miles. Okay. You got to remember the equator, which is right in here, is only 24,000 miles. So if the Earth was a globe, the farther south you got, the smaller those circles would get. 60,000 miles.
Interesting. And
thank you.
The weather would be too bad to circumvent Antarctica like that. You couldn't do it, Dave.
The weather would be too bad? So you're laughing. You're laughing at how lame the excuse is. Thank you.
Actually, I am.
All right, good.
That's very interesting. Yeah.
You want another one that's interesting?
Yes, I do. Yes, okay. I do. We're talking to Flat Earth Dave here on Chewing the Fat, convincing me, bringing me over, bringing me to the dark side.
I just want to point to some doors, and then you got to go verify this stuff yourself. I could have just told you a story, okay? Don't believe me. I'm showing you some stuff, and then you can go verify it yourself.
I'm here. Bring me to the dark side, Dave.
So if you want to go from Buenos Aires right here to Cape Town, 4,276 miles, take like 9 hours, yep. Right? 500 miles an hour. But there is no direct flights. No. And the flights that they go all the way up.
Then
they go all the way back down. And that's because this is the route that they take, right? Because they're not right there. It makes no sense. And to make it worse, this is a flight from... Where did it go? So if you want to go from, again, Buenos Aires to Perth, Australia, FlightAware says this is the fastest right over Antarctica.
Okay.
But we can't go over Antarctica because the planes might scare the penguins and then their migrational paths could be disrupted.
We cannot have that. I don't want to have anything bad happen to the penguins.
Yeah. So the next shortest route would kind of just be go around. There's islands out there. If you have to land, emergency, whatever. So you go there, but that's not the route that they take. Where's my route? This is the route. From Buenos Aires to either Miami or Houston,
Los
then they
Angeles.
Stop. The then they hubs. Stop in Los Angeles. Okay, then they stop in Sydney. Then they go over here, or they go Europe, Singapore, Perth, and it takes like 26 hours.
Yeah, I've flown from the U.S. to the Middle East and to South Africa. It's a nice flight.
And the routes that they tell you they're going are not the actual routes they go. And the way that we prove that is, NASA, who lies about everything, is in charge of all of the flight paths. They're in charge of radar. They're in charge of GPS. Okay. And that's where the deception is held, at NASA. So sometimes when there's a flight from Taiwan to Los Angeles, here's Hawaii. And right about here, there was a medical emergency. Somebody was having a baby or someone had a heart attack, whatever it was, and they needed to land the plane. Well, if you're a pilot, you land in Hawaii, maybe go on here. Doubt you would turn around and go back. But the pilot decided to go all the way up to Alaska, okay, which was thousands of miles out of the way, 1,000 miles out of the way, whatever it was. But if you look at that on a flat Earth map, Taiwan, emergency, Alaska. Hawaii's all the way out here, okay? So we'll just say that's a weird one. But there's 16 documented emergency landings that are absurd on a ball and make perfect sense on a flat Earth. They make perfect sense. Plus, airplanes fly over an Earth plane, airplane, not air globe, right? And in the FAA documentation manuals, they talk about the modeling of airplanes that they use a flat, non-rotating plane. We found many documents, CIA documents, NASA documents, and they say all of their modeling is done over a flat, non-rotating plane. This book is free on the internet. You can look it up, get the PDF, or I recommend going to lulu.com. It's an awesome coffee table book. 16 emergency landings proving flat Earth.
That's awesome. So we're talking to Dave Weiss, Flat Earth Dave, and he is attempting to bring me over to the dark side. I may be there.
Yeah, I already got you, huh? All right. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. It's over on Chewing the Fat. Thank you. I find it fascinating. So let's talk a little bit about space then.
Space.
And the unlimited area of space. So
space may be the final frontier.
We have the sun, We have the moon, but the sun is really the big one, right? The sun is what provides us energy and light and warmth and et cetera.
Wait, are you talking about the S-U-N or the S-O-N? Because they sound very similar. Very similar.
S-U-N.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There might be an analogy I'm trying to make there, because the S-U-N dies on the 21st of December, and then 3 days later, it resurrects. Really? Okay? Yeah. Okay. Crazy, all right? Crazy, crazy, crazy. So I want to share my screen here.
All right.
And I'm going to show you how the sun moves, how seasons happen, and then you're going to be like, oh, my God, the Earth is flat. All right? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Okay. All right.
All right.
I am ready.
And this is going to take about 3 minutes, so bear with me, right?
All
because,
right.
Because flat Earth, right. You know, belief is the enemy of knowing. It's so easy to believe anything. I can say, hey, where do I live? Where do you think I live?
Just as a side note, for those of you listening to Chewing the Fat, audio version of the podcast, you can always go to the YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, same thing, and subscribe there and click the notification bells. But you'll see that this particular interview and video with pictures, videos.
I will be descriptive in my talking.
Not a problem.
So I was backing up. Where do I live? Connecticut, right?
Okay.
Now, do you believe I live in Connecticut, or do you know I live in Connecticut?
I believe what you tell me.
There you go, because we are trusting people. We believe what our teachers told us. We believe what we read in the Rockefeller textbooks. We believe a lot of nonsense. Okay.
Okay.
I do live in Connecticut, by the way. I do live in Connecticut. So the sky is a perfect clock. The sun is the hour hand of the clock, and it circles around over the flat Earth pond.
Okay.
Once a day, okay, once every 24 hours. All right. So it goes around every 24 hours. So it keeps track of the hours and the days. Now, the moon does the same thing, but the sun will lap the moon. It's going a little faster than the moon, and it'll lap the moon every 28 days. So the moon, its position and its phases keep track of the weeks and what used to be called the moons, but now they're months. And that's that. And then we turn on the stars. We have the zodiac wheel, which spins around just like the sun and the moon, but it's going a tiny bit faster than the sun.
Yeah.
And to the point where it has to go around 365 times before it laps the sun. So that way the sun is in each zodiac for about a month. So in a month from now, it'll be in the Tropic of Cancer. And then a month later, it'll be in the Leo or whatever that is.
Right.
So I'm going to explain how seasons work. And this one's going to blow you away. We're told that because we're tilted towards the sun, we have our summer, and we're tilted away from the sun,
right?
We have our winter.
Correct.
That's nonsense. Did you know that during our summer, are we closer or farther from the sun?
Well, I mean, we're supposed to be closer, right?
Yeah, we're not. We're farther. We're farther from the sun in the helio nonsensical BS model, I call it. Okay.
Okay.
So this is how it works. You have the magnetic North Pole is at the center. And then you have a halfway between the center and the outside is that red circle. That's the equator. And then inside the equator is a smaller circle called the Tropic of Cancer, and a bigger circle outside of the equator called the Tropic of Capricorn. The sun migrates in between those two lines, 6 months into the Tropic of Cancer. So I'm going to jump it forward.
Okay.
So we're into June, and it's right over the Tropic of Cancer. And we in the inner north have our summer because the sun is higher in the sky because it's over us, right?
Right.
So imagine you and I were standing outside or sitting outside 15 feet apart in a freezing winter, and somebody's holding 10 feet over my head a super heat lamp. I'm warm. It's high over my head. You look over at that heat lamp and it's lower in the sky to you, and you could barely feel the heat because it's farther away, right? And then if they moved over to you, it would be high in the sky for you. It would be lower in the sky for me. I'd have my winter. You'd have your summer. So right now, look at it. It's going over Miami. It's going over Southern California, Mexico. It's really hot there in June.
Yeah, fires of hell.
But Australia is having their winter because the sun is farther away. 6 months later in December, I went a little too far, but...
Hello, yeah.
It's now over Australia. They're having their summer. We're having our winter. It's that simple, okay? Because if it was the tilt of the Earth, every morning at sunrise, it should be freezing. But in the summer, at sunrise, I could feel the heat blasting on my face. And in the winter, at solar noon, I can't even feel the heat at a much more direct angle. Seasons prove the Earth is flat. Absolutely 100% impossible on a spinning water ball globe. Real quick, and I'm going to get out of this. Is
no, it's all good. I'm happy to be in the Flat Earth Dave class for bringing me to the
this is of the Earth. Fascinating stuff. So real quick, if you try to Google Flat Earth, you're going to get Flat Earth Society garbage. That's a disinformation site run by the government to make you laugh at Flat Earth.
And I just want to pause for one moment for those of you looking on the screen.
Go for it.
I'm not sure why it's on January 29th.
Because I jumped forward.
But I'm telling you, I mean, it could be a sign, Dave, because that's my birthday.
Oh, nice.
And so it could be a sign. I could be brought over to the dark side just because of that. Go ahead.
It might be. There's no coincidences. So if you try to Google Flat Earth, if you say, I researched Flat Earth, I Googled it and I searched all day long, you're not going to find anything. They're going to give you all garbage. It's unbelievable how many trolls, shills, garbage. They've resorted to the turd in the punch bowl method, where there's so much garbage, you can't find the good stuff. But my app, the Flat Earth, Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app, will bypass all those algorithms. Every day there's a new featured video, short ones during the week, longer ones on the weekend. And then what I tell people is I'm offering 2 Bitcoins to anybody that can come up with 1 proof of the globe, but you have to take the challenge. You have to watch the daily video every day for 2 weeks. And at the end of that, you have to, if you still think the Earth is a globe, which you won't, you can send me a proof. But before you do, you have to hit the question mark and up come all the questions you're going to have. What about eclipses? You know, what about southern flights? What about seasons, which I just explained? Like if I click what about eclipses, up comes a playlist of videos that YouTube, Google doesn't want you to see, right? And these are videos that will show you like, oh, that's how it works. Oh my God, the ball is so ridiculous. So it does a whole bunch of other things.
Awesome.
But that's, if you want to learn about it, it's $2.99. You have to have an iPhone 6 or better or an Android 8.0 operating system or better. And you have it for the rest of your life. It's not like a beer where you're only renting that for 20 minutes, okay? Which costs more.
All right. So again, though, how flat are we? We're talking about how deep am I looking? It's not a pancake. I get it. And we have mountains.
It has hills and valleys, but water lays flat at rest. Large bodies of water lay flat, and it has a container. It's the shoreline of the world.
Where are we? All right. Let's go. But you know, as we think of as a globe, we're in this. You know, we're in this
infinite universe
space, and it's forever. And
yeah,
sure, you can call it infinite universe. I'm just calling it a mountain of space. But to envision a flat Earth, I mean,
where are we?
Are we somewhere, or are we?
Yes. I'll tell you where we are. We're in the Earth system. Let me explain. Okay. So the Earth, the way I describe it is, it's the basement of the universe. It's not infinite space. It's the basement of the universe. What's below it? Nobody knows whether it's flat or not, because the deepest hole ever dug is short of 8 miles. Okay. But what is beyond Antarctica? Like if we live here in this inner area, what's in this outer area?
I don't know.
Maybe it goes on forever, or maybe, and there's lots of stories about this, maybe there's extra terrain out there, extra territory. Oh. Okay. And if we live in the inner space, and somebody else lives in the outer space, and they came to visit from their extra terra, what would you call them? An extra terrestrial.
Terrestrial. Yes,
there you go.
Absolutely.
The words are right there. And think about this. If you're in the Arctic in the center, what is the sun doing? It's arcing around you, right?
Right.
It's arcing in the Arctic. If you're in the Antarctic, what's it doing? It's antarcing away from you.
Sure.
Okay. Antarctic, Arctic. They're telling us. They're telling us.
I am in love with that. I may have been convinced, Dave. I'm not going to come over to the dark side 100%. I really appreciate it. I love it. Thank you.
No worries.
I know you have a story here.
So the map that was found in Hawaii, a Japanese map of shows our Earth with like 30 other continents outside of Antarctica.
So there's someone story, has traveled there.
Yeah. Well, there's a story on, it's called The Iron Republic, and it was published in Florida Magazine in 1901 or something like that. and you can't find a single copy of this magazine anymore. They have removed it because they don't want this story out. But there's a book. Actually, you can still get it on Amazon. It's just a book. You can't find the original magazine anymore. And there's it's also on free on YouTube. Just go, look, just search Iron Republic by John Lamorgaile. He read the whole book online. And it's a story about people in the 1600s that were tired of the tyranny. Could you imagine tyranny?
I know. I can't imagine that, Dave.
They left. Right. You're in Texas. God bless.
Wow. Right? Yeah, but it's still seeping in more than I want to admit. I'll tell you.
So they went out and they got lost. They went through a whole opening in Antarctica and they're lost at sea. They don't know where they are. The compass isn't working. And then they found more land. There was people that greeted them, spoke English, and they had high technology, flat screens, electric cars, all sorts of stuff. So maybe people migrated out.
This was in 1901.
This was and I think that's when it was early 1900s or maybe even a little earlier. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on the date. Okay. You know, he screwed up the date. Earth is a globe because he got a date wrong. Okay.
Okay. I want
to quote on a date. Let's get back into things that we can prove. So, okay. Large bodies of water at rest lay flat like a buoy. One of the first things I did is they said I looked up the curvature calculator and it said at 10 miles there should be 66 feet of curvature. Now Bill Nye, the line guy with the bow tie, brainwashed us into thinking that the Earth is so big and we're an amoeba. You know, we can't see the curvature, but we can see a boat go over the horizon. According to their calculator, 66 feet. Now there are some globe shill trolls out there that'll say, well, no, because When you're on a ball, you know, if you're looking at an object, it's only half of that because the one person's halfway down, and that's complete nonsense. But I'll give it to them because I don't need it. So at 10 miles, there's only 33 feet of curvature. Baloney. I won't swear, but I'll give it to them. So I have a buoy that's off of my beach that's 11 miles away. I'm rounding down, giving them another mile. Right. And I bought a $1,000 camera, super zoom camera, tripod, sat on the beach, zoomed in. There's the buoy. And I could see the water for dozens of miles beyond the buoy.
Right.
Okay. Where there would be hundreds of feet of curvature. I'm in Connecticut. I can see the Whitestone Bridge 25 miles away. There should be like 460 feet of curvature or whatever it is. The stanchions are only 260 feet high. The towers. Okay. I can see underneath the deck, the leggings and the footings of the bridge. That's impossible. They go refraction.
Right.
Here's an oil rig that's 9.4 miles away. The viewing height is 1 foot off the water, so the horizon should be 1.2 miles away, I believe, and there should be 59 feet of curvature. But we can see the water for miles beyond it.
Yeah, we sure can.
No, how many segments of straight water does it take to make a sphere?
I don't know, Dave. How many segments of straight water does it take to make a sphere?
You can't make a sphere with straight water.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What would be so let's talk about the sun a little bit. I see the sun set, right? You know, we see the sunset, but it depends on where you are. On there's a video showing right now on the high plains of Africa where this is super sped up. You can see the sun isn't going down. You know, when you watch the sunset, you believe you're falling over backwards faster than the speed of sound. Faster than the speed of sound. But the sun is clearly just going away, and as Paul McCartney says, the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, but the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Yeah.
Yes. That is awesome.
Yeah.
So how many people have you brought into the fold?
Dave, 5 million.
So right now around the world globally, you brought in 5 million.
There's no way for me to calculate because we're finding pockets of flat earthers that have never even heard of me. You know, we're all over the place and never even heard of some other people. So there's pockets all over the place. But in last year in Brazil, they did a survey, how many people think the earth is flat, a globe, or don't know. And 7% said they think it's flat. 3% said they think they don't know. 7% really equates to, well, when you say you don't know, it means that you're questioning the globe. You're technically a flat earther. You're just afraid to admit it. So 7% is 11 million people in Brazil. And 4.5% is the 3% is another 4.5 million. Okay, so there's almost 15 million people in Brazil that think the Earth is flat. This is, we're going to hit the tipping point.
Interesting. So yeah. What's the point? All right, let's say.
What's the point? Why the lie? What's the
point? Yeah. What point do we have?
It's just for fun. It's just for fun. You know, they're just janking our chain. Not the reason. So there's a couple of reasons, and the simplest one that doesn't trigger as many people is they're hiding more land. They have us. They want to. You know, they never abolished slavery. They just turned us all into slaves, and they put us in a prison that we can't see the walls, and that's a prison for our mind, which is the globe. I mean, because if you put a fence around the United States, you'd be pissed. You say, okay, you can't go beyond the equator. You'd be pissed. No matter where that fence is, a human wants to go farther.
Correct.
So they put us in an invisible fence, which is the globe. There's nothing more to discover, Truman. We discovered everything. That's the story that we're told, okay?
Right.
So that's one thing. The other thing is they don't want people in a situation where they can't deny there being a creator. Now, I don't want to go out there, because they want you to believe that you're insignificant. You evolved from pond scum, and you're.
But even if you believe in a creator, you could still believe in a flat earth.
Oh, no. Yeah, absolutely. You can believe. Yeah. No, but you can't believe in a flat earth and not understand that there is a creator. There's no way. Because it's intelligently designed, right? The Big Bang at least says nothing exploded, created everything, and then rocky balls happened and gassy balls happened and left a vacuum in between. That's a problem, right? Okay. And they want you to believe that, and if you're spinning out of control, lost in space, then how well can you make a rational decision? I mean, the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour, they tell us. That's crazy. Right. It's orbiting at 66,600 miles an hour.
Correct.
That's a funny number. And then it's chasing the sun at over 500,000 miles per hour. And that entire system's moving sideways at over 1,000,000 miles per hour. Okay. But somehow the stars never change. Everyone go out tonight, mark where the stars are at whatever time, put a note in your calendar next year, same time, save that little star chart, go out and look same night, same time. They're in the exact same position. But meanwhile, we're corkscrewing through space, traveling billions and trillions of miles. Okay. It's insanity to think that the stars could ever remain the same. I'm showing you a corkscrewing, all the motions I just mentioned, and this is what it would look like. So let me ask a question. How possibly can the stars remain in the same position? Are you familiar with the Georgia Guidestones in Georgia?
I've heard of them. Yes. I'm
so,
not sure.
So what it is, but I won't get into the meaning of the Guidestones, but the Guidestones have, the marching orders for the New World Order.
Yes,
but
with all
of these motions going on, the center stone has a long, thin hole in it.
Right.
And when you look through that hole, Polaris is there. Polaris, our North Star. It doesn't move. You take a time lapse, all the stars go around it. How can we be corkscrewing through space
without
and that star never moves?
The same.
It never moves. Are you good with numbers? Can you handle some numbers?
I am so good with numbers, Dave.
Beautiful.
Not really.
So,
but go ahead.
So we're
the people listening to my show know that, so it's okay.
All right. So we're gonna talk about some numbers, and this is where your brain is gonna melt because they never taught you how to deal with this. But it's really easy. I'm not gonna say anything complicated. You just have to follow along.
Okay.
So they tell us our sun is this giant ball, and the Earth is a little pebble next to it, right? We're a tiny little dot.
Okay,
Sun's big. So if I brought the sun really close to Earth, a mile above our heads, it would fill the entire sky, right? It would be like, wow, the whole sky is the sun, right?
Right.
And then we move it where they tell us 93 million miles away. So you move it, it goes from filling the entire sky and it gets smaller. Why? Because it's going farther away.
Farther
perspective.
Away.
Okay. So at 93 million miles, the sun went from the entire sky to the size of a coin held at arm's length. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. If I doubled the distance, how much smaller would it get?
Well, obviously, it's going to get smaller.
All right. If I made it, would you agree that if I made it 24 times farther, you couldn't see it?
Sure.
Scientifically, we can prove that it's angular size. Right, forgetting the brightness issue, you could see it. So 24 times farther away.
Setting the brightness issue aside.
Excluding it, because light diminishes rapidly. When you every time you double the distance, it's a quarter of the brightness. But we'll just pretend that light can travel forever.
All right.
Because that's what we've been brainwashed to believe. So 24 times farther, that's 3 light hours. Okay. All so right. The sun, because it's 8 light minutes away times 24, is 3 light hours. Okay. So 3 light hours. You cannot see the sun at 3 light hours. Now, they tell us Polaris is 46 times bigger than the sun. So 3 light hours times 46 to make it equally as small is 6 light days. I'm rounding up.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. So Polaris would be scientifically provably invisible, ignoring the brightness issue, at 6 light days away. They tell us it's 433 light years away.
Right.
And this is poppycock nonsense that we've all believed because just like you believed I was in Connecticut because you trusted me, that was a good choice.
I trusted
our teachers who are not bad people. They're just indoctrinated. They're the ones that memorized and regurgitated the Rockefeller nonsense the best. Okay. You know,
The Rockefeller nonsense.
He knew,
that bastard.
They know.
All right. Yeah. I appreciate the class, Dave. Really?
I can keep going. Whatever.
Really?
You want to go a little longer? Or?
No. Yeah, absolutely. Let's go. You're pulling me to the dark side. You're pulling me to the dark side. I have a feeling that people listening to Chewing the Fat may be coming along for the ride. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, people get very triggered because nobody likes having their ball taken away. All right. And nobody likes admitting they've been lied to their entire life. But I'm not ripping the world out from underneath you. I'm giving you a foundation to stand on. I mean, close your eyes.
A larger world.
I'm giving you a larger, more stable world that you're at the center of creation. And science goes, anyone that thinks that you're at the center of creation is just egotistical. You know, that's crazy. In such a large universe, there have to be other worlds and other people. They're trying to diminish God's creation. Okay. You are at the center of creation. You have free will and nobody can take that from you, right? The only power that anybody, government, has over you is in your mind. Imagine if everybody woke up tomorrow and goes, you know what, government, we're not going to listen to anything they say. What could they do? They couldn't do anything. Right?
They couldn't do a thing.
Know what else? Money, dollar bills are in your imagination. It's good to have them because guess what? I can go to somebody with $100 and
services,
trade it for some food.
Goods,
you know?
And services, right.
A lot of food, and soon it'll be a lot less food.
I know, but I mean, we do use it for, you know, for
But it's a belief system and everybody believes in it. There's nothing backing it, okay?
Right.
Other than faith, other than belief. And that's the same thing with authority. Nobody has authority over you. And guess what? They're not allowed to break your free will. They know the rules of this place. And that's why that's how they get away with what they, you know, have keeping us as prisoners because we've all agreed to it. They tell us what they're doing and all of the events that happen, all of the deceptions and this, they always tell us. I mean, I could show you stuff from NASA. They're constantly telling us that they're faking space constantly. I mean, if you look at
one example right now,
the photo that was on everyone's iPhone, it's called the Blue Marble. Right.
Love
and
that's the blue marble.
And that was created by a guy named Robert Simmons, who was a NASA visual artist. And he explained how he made it in Photoshop from pages of data. OK. And then he was not good at Photoshop. He stepped and repeated the same clouds again and again. OK. The same clouds. Right.
We're taking shots. We're being told that we're looking at photographs from space.
Right.
Of our planet.
Yeah. So when you compare the blue marble to the next photo they gave us, the United States becomes twice the size. Now, some people go, well, that's because of the optical lens and it's at a different angle. When the top one, which is bigger, it's rolled away. It should actually get smaller. If I roll it away, it gets smaller. It doesn't get bigger. But there's a way we can actually check that because, you know, since we can't go into space, you can look at, as I'm trying to find my image, we can look at that and we can measure, like it's showing Mexico and where the heck is my picture? It's showing Mexico and Baja right here. And we can measure this. So if we measure from here to here on a map, it's 790 miles, whatever.
Whatever we're supposed to be,
they tell us the diameter of the Earth is 7,000, 7,900, whatever it is. We should be able to fit 8.5 of these segments in between the diameter. And it goes like all the way out over here, right? I have a good, here it is. So we can measure Baja across Mexico. Right, we can actually verify it. And so I should be able to fit 8.5 of these in between this. So this is a crappy painting. That's all it is. a crappy painting, right?
All right. So Go ahead.
No.
One more screen. I know you're ready to go. Give me one more.
I'm looking for
I appreciate the class of Flat Earth from you, Dave. Flat Earth Dave. For people that want more information on this, and I don't know, I mean, I can imagine that there are definitely people who want more information after this class from you today on Chewing the Fat.
1978 image. I'll tell you, last one. 1978 image, 2017 image.
Okay.
Same clouds. Same exact clouds. Look, same clouds. Same clouds. They suck. They're the worst. They don't care. And I think they do this on purpose. I think they do it on purpose.
The messages were always there. We always told. We always let you know.
One more. Werner von Braun, the German Nazi scientist that was brought over during Project Paperclip to run NASA.
Yep.
I don't believe that whole story. I believe it's just a story, but that's the story they tell us.
Okay.
He wrote a book in 1957 called Project Mars. Okay.
Right.
And it was a story about a bunch of people that went to Mars and started a colony on Mars.
Okay.
And the head of that group was named Elon.
Okay.
Right. Elon Musk built this rocket. This is fake. It's all fake. That's going to go to Mars. And a month ago, he tweeted, "I want to redesign it and make it pointier." They're mocking us. They're mocking us. If you look at the logo for Space Force, it's the same as Starfleet Command. They're mocking us.
Yes, I know. Yeah, we talked about that.
They're mocking us every way, all over the place. So, again, if you want to learn about Flat Earth, go to the flatearthpodcast.com. That's my website. It's my Instagram. It's my Facebook page, The Flat Earth Podcast. You want to get the app. It's the Flat Earth Sun, Moon, and Zodiac Clock app by Blue Water Bay. On Android, they already have the Flat Earth Society by Ron Media Group. Has a app by the same name, some of the same graphics. It's horrible. I think it's free. Don't send me an email telling me my app sucks, because my app is the highest rated app in the App Store. If you're unsure about the $2.99, just read the reviews, okay? Highest rated app in both stores.
All right. I will not have that. I will not have those complaints like that from this show. I won't have it.
And one last thing. You're going to get trolled. I have a team of CIA trolls that follow me from interview to interview.
Okay.
They're going to comment on every comment, and they're going to blow up your comment section.
Okay.
And they're going to say things. Dave's White's a scammer. His app is stupid. It's been debunked. Go to Wolfie6020's channel. Another shill. You know, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff. But never once do they offer a single globe proof. I say, is that your best globe proof? You know, they call me, you know, whatever. They insult me. They have nothing. Go to, and the ones that comment the most, go to their channel. They have zero content on their channel. I call those the complete globe proof channels, because they have no content. Kidding. Yeah.
Dave Weiss, Flat Earth Dave, thank you so much for Chewing the Fat and the class today. You took us all to class, and I really appreciate it. The presentation was awesome. Thank you for your time, man. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Thanks so much, man.
Well, there you have it. Class with Flat Earth Dave. Thank you so much for listening to Chewing the Fat. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher, so you're notified when this interview posts on my YouTube channel as well. So you'll be able to see some of the graphics that Dave was showing us during the class today. And if you're listening to this and you're not a subscriber to this podcast, my gosh, turn your life around and subscribe to this very show on whatever platform warms the little innards of your heart. Okay? Thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat with me, yours truly, Jeff Fisher.